Radio.
You're listening to Barracks Talk on DB Radio.
Welcome to Disgruntled Discussions.
Degenerate News.
And welcome to the Marquee Dirty 30.
I see Janet Reno in a pink bunny suit rappelling out of a helicopter with an AR-15, and I'm like, this is fucking fantastic.
He does talk a lot about his grandma.
Yeah, I mean, she's probably heard a lot worse out of me.
Oh, Jesus. Stir up my mouth a little.
Go down to Pound Town. Been to Pound Town.
We'll talk quietly amongst ourselves.
Good thing we didn't say you better tune in. This is one for the record books. You don't want to miss it.
Oh, don't worry about it, dude. We're not talking about anything important.
Exactly.
Head over to DB Radio at dbradio.net or search DB Radio in your TuneIn app on your favorite mobile device.
Because this is how it is on DB Radio.
What? Oh, I can't use that sign. Hey, everybody. You know me. I got Recoil on the phone. Recoil, say hello.
Hello.
That wasn't good enough. I can't hear you. You're going to have to talk. You're up all the way, so if it doesn't come in louder, we might have a problem. Hello?
Hello.
All right, you're going to have to talk. You're going to. Fucking Jesus. All right, well, listen, there's no DB Radio show tonight. If you guys can't hear him, let me know when he does talk. He was talking just a second ago. What we're going to do here, I'm still sick. Bo is recovering from surgery, so he can't operate the controls and stuff like that. And so he's going to rest another week. Google, my wife, who took care of me while I was sick, is now bedridden. Marquis has a job now at night. It actually pays money. He needs it because he's got like 12 kids. So it's me, it's Recoil, and whoever else I can figure out how to bring in here, okay? These are going to be whatever subject we decide to talk about. That's all we'll talk about. And then when it's over, we'll shut this video down and start a new one, because I was just going to give you guys an update on what's going on, current events, blah, 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 and then call the night. But because I was sick last week, I slept for five days. I can count to five. And I'm still awake, so I'm doing real good. I'm broadcasting from the DB farm. This has nothing to do with the DB farm. This is not the, how do you say that? Whatever we say here shouldn't, is not the word of the DB farm. It's separate. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
I can't hear you. God dang it. All right, when you talk loud and clear. All right, so that's why we're not having a show. We did have one last week. You can catch that on podcast. There will be one next week. Okay. Now, and there is an event on April 7th in somewhere near Haverhill, Mass. It's the Infidel Motorcycle Club Polar Bear Run. We'll drop a link about this later after this broadcast. All right. Recoil, how you doing tonight?
Man.
Yeah, so
yelling at my phone.
Well, I gotta yell because it's the only way this is gonna work. Unless, dang, I should have pulled you in on Skype on my tablet. You want to do that?
Yeah, I'll have to boot up.
Well, do that while you're talking right now, and then let me know. Okay.
Roger that.
All right. So while he's doing that, look. In all seriousness, all right, in the last week or two, I've been posting memes about this kid that is the self-proclaimed victim or whatever, David Hogg, okay? Let me go over a few rules. We've been accused of bullying, picking on little kids, stuff like that. David Hogg is not a little kid. David Hogg is a self-proclaimed spokesman now and is attacking institutions and trying to sway public opinion. He is a public figure now, and he's not a child. I mean, I'm still trying to nail it down, but he's in his 20s. And from everything I hear and I've seen and read, he wasn't even at the school when the shooting happened. But forget all that. Whatever I'm posting, it's memes, basically. I have not posted any written opinion about this. But the memes that are, like, funny memes about him, that's all they are, memes. Now, I'm getting these, like, written essays of what we're doing. And they're, you know, they see it, you know, they say a picture's worth 1,000 words. Well, a meme must be fucking 2 fucking full novels. You know, you're bullying kids. How dare you? Well, listen, a couple DVs pointed out a good fun fact. You know, you're saying that we should, you can't pick on him. He witnessed shootings and all that. And so if he's going to put himself out there with an opinion and attack the very things that we love, but we can't attack him back because he's a child. Well, one, he's not a child. Two, he's putting himself out there. So he's fair game. Agreed? I mean, does anybody else agree with me on that? I mean, you cannot. Yeah.
I agree with you. I mean, and not only that, but great. He's exercising his First Amendment rights. The First Amendment gives you the right to free speech. It doesn't give you protection from a response to that free speech or an opposing view.
Right, we get that a lot on the page. If I disagree with somebody, I'm wrong for disagreeing with somebody's opinion. Free speech goes both ways. It's like the sex we used to have when we were younger. You know, it went both ways.
Oh, the good old days. Hey, I'm up if you want to get me on Skype.
All right, yeah. Stand by. God, I haven't felt this alive in so long. All right, now I got to turn the Wi-Fi on. Bo, we hope you get better. A special shout-out to Ramona and her husband, Mr. Farmer, for all the gifts you sent to the vets over there at the vet house. We're going to talk about the vets, too, in another thing. All right, so Skype. All right, do you know how to Skype me? Because I don't know how to call on this thing. I know how to answer calls. No. Do you?
Yeah, let me go through here.
All right. So, again, while he's doing that, look. All right, I'm going to go to our internal chat. I want to read to you. Okay. There we go. Now say something. All right, hold on. I'm going to hang up on the phone. All right, go ahead.
All right, brother, you got me now?
Yeah, that's a lot better. You guys are going to love this. So, recall, you served in the military. You know, what's your job? Okay, what's your job on the page?
My job on the page? Wow, I kind of have a bunch of them.
What's your title? What do you do just to give people who might be listening for the first time little background on who you are and what you are to this organization, you know?
Well, I started off as...
Oh, it's going to be a long story.
Right. Well, this one time at band camp. Now, I started off as your assistant on the page, looking out for brothers and sisters that needed support. And then we decided that we were going to build a team because the coverage... We were seriously concerned about coverage gaps and whatnot.
All right, here's what it... All right, no, that's not what I'm talking about. So Jim, or fuck, I said your name. Recoil is the senior moderator who is one of the leaders of all the admins of the page. And he's in charge of making sure training and making sure everybody's following the rules and anything else. He's their leader. I mean, they have other leaders involved too. We have Tin Man, Jaffo, et cetera. But he was one of the original people who was there. And he is instrumental in setting up the training team along with some other people. So that's what he does. And they manage the page. They look out for brothers in crisis. He is a senior moderator of the crisis team. I don't know if that's the right word.
Well, don't forget second-rate co-host on a radio show.
And he is a co-host on a radio show. Okay, here it is. So... this is why I wanted to talk about David Hogg. The meme that we posted where it said, my dad should have pulled out, changed my mind. You know, the guy at the desk, well, they photoshopped his face on that. It's a funny meme. Must be. It's got 12,000 likes. 500,000 people saw it. And one of the comments was, stop fucking with this kid. You may not agree with him, but he's being the kind of passionate, engaged kid we've all been bemoaning the absence of forever. I just posted a meme. Okay. And then, I see posts on here. Imagine being so weak. So you're saying every soldier, Marine, airman who has seen battle and suffers PTSD is weak? If you value weapons more than human life, you are the problem. How do you get that from a meme? So I love you. The people, though, most of the vets, DVs, whatever, they're trying to explain to this knucklehead. First off, he was not at the school when the shooting took place, and he didn't go to that school. He's also not a teenager. He's not. He's contradicted himself so many times on TV. He is fair game. And anybody that comes on here and says, I'm a bully for picking on a kid. And here's something I need to know. And you can help me, Jim. Or fuck, Recoil. Can somebody out there explain to me? Look, I just connected. I did some more thinking. And I keep seeing that picture of him with that chick with the bald head. You know, less hair than me. She was actually she was bullying him. Did you hear that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, she was like one of the bullies. So now I see this meme going around. I love it. It's like, I bullied him. He shoots up the school, and now I'm playing the victim and blaming it's the gun's fault.
Yeah, yeah.
I just, look, it's great they're all passionate and everything, but you know what I really have a problem with? And it's the kid. Now, you know what I got a problem with these kids? I do a lot of driving. I drive our vets here at the farm to their appointments, to the hospital, into town, or I'm the primary driver until I can get enough to get a van and hire a driver. And then when I'm on the road myself, how many of you guys out there? You're driving. Now, I don't drive slow, too. When I get in that left lane, I expect to move. And 90% of the time when I'm stuck behind somebody, it's a damn kid on his phone. Somebody swerving on the phone. That phone, while driving, kills more people, more kids, than any AR-15 or weapon or whatever. Thousands, tens of thousands of kids are dying. It's time to ban the cell phone. That's sarcasm, you know, Recoil. What do you think? I mean, that's the same. You know, they're blaming the gun for a school shooting. How many people died? You know.
There's lots of things that can be blamed, and the guns aren't one of them.
Yes, they're just standing up for what they believe in. But I can't have what I believe in. I can't post, you know, funny memes. I mean, these memes are funny, you know. I'm not advocating. I haven't written one word on this page about David Hogg. I don't have time to worry. Well, I don't have time to write about David Hogg. I can talk. But I see a funny meme that's apt, fits, you know, what... You know,
that's the whole thing. I mean, a lot of the best material is based around current events and what's going on right now. And a meme that's posted doesn't necessarily represent even an opinion of the page. It's just something that is found to be humorous, and that's the whole thing. I mean, DV covers a gamut of veterans. We don't look specifically for right-leaning veterans. We don't look specifically for left-leaning veterans. We look for brothers and sisters, and that's all we really give a shit about. And humor is some of the best therapy that we have.
Exactly. It's just humor. Charles Ireland, he writes, David Hogg demands that his opinions be treated like an adult, but when someone dares to push back against them and calls them out, he uses the "how dare you attack the child" card, We're waiting, David. Which is it? Are you an adult or are you a child?
Yeah, well, you know, the most disgusting thing about the whole situation, this is aside from memes, but the reality of a lot of these kids are being exploited for an agenda.
Yeah. Look, mainstream media, and it doesn't matter what network and all that, but for this one here, anytime there's a school shooting, right? Look, I'm 52 years old. We didn't have this when I was growing up. I'm sure there was, you know, we had guns at school, guns out in the vehicles, you know. It wasn't, you know, treated like it's a big scary object. You know, if you did, growing up, you're taught that weapon, treat it with respect and blah, blah, blah. Don't point at anybody, you know. Now, if somebody sees a little kid with a gun, the father trying to teach him how to properly handle a firearm, they call DSS on you. But if you were to take every time there was an accident and a cell phone was involved because they were texting and driving, and it was the lead story, even though North Korea just nuked Japan, that can't be the news like it is now. There's another automobile accident because a guy was texting and driving. We got to do something about these damn phones. They're killing tens of thousands of people every day, every week. And it was front and page all over the media, the news, the radio, and that's all you got fed. People would flip out. Same thing with illegals. When are people going to realize you're being controlled, or, you know, make your own opinion up? But most of these people out here are all getting whipped up into a frenzy over because they're being manipulated. Do you agree with that recall?
I do. And, the reality is a lot of them a lot of people that jump onto the anti-gun bandwagon have no experience with guns, no experience with people who have and keep guns. There are millions and millions of Americans that have firearms who have never killed a human being, never had any intention of killing a human being, and a lot of which have never even killed an animal with their guns because they're not hunters, they're sports shooters.
Casey Badger says we need diet Tide Pods.
Tide Pod Light.
Yeah, it's infuriating. There was a 15-year-old I was talking to today, and I met them in my travels today, and they were featured in a local paper in Massachusetts, and I was complimenting them. I may not agree, I said to this person, young person, I may not agree with everything you said, but I do respect that even though I can figure that you lean one way, you base everything you talked about and said was spot on, and you base it on your own opinion, and you didn't regurgitate the same crap out there in the media. I said, but I just got to ask you something. Or tell you something. I says, you kept using this word, assault weapons. You know, I said, what's the purpose of a weapon? And she's like, I don't get it. I said, every fucking weapon it can be used to assault somebody with. So, and I says, do you know what AR stands for? And she says, yeah, assault rifle. I go, no, it's the name of the manufacturer. And I said it. She's like, oh, I said, see? So, but other than that, she did a good job. And I was proud of this person and told them that. And they weren't saying, you know, they were advocating for this new bill going through in Massachusetts. And from according to what Google told me, it's a well-written bill. And it's being brought up again because of the school shooting and all that. But it has nothing to do about restricting rights and stuff like that. I have to do some, but that's that. So anybody, my advice to her was just keep doing what you're doing. You're a young age, you know, the only way you can have an opinion is, you know, is if you go and do your homework yourself. If you're just going to be a robot and repeat whatever your parents or your teachers tell you, yeah, forget it. I don't want to talk to you. So David Hogg. So for those people on the page accusing the admins, myself, of picking on kids and this and that. We won't, you know, we don't do fire missions. If somebody has a difference of opinion, you won't go to our posts. You won't see us somebody says something bad about vets, you go to these other vet pages, you know, you'll see, oh, look at what this person said about veterans. Go attack them. We don't play that. But if you're a business or celebrity, you know, then you're fair game. You know, but Joe Schmo, private citizen, no. And now with kids, David Hogg is not a child. David Hogg has put himself front and center as the spokesman of anti-NRA or this or that. And he is fair game for memes, humor.
That's like saying, you know, you put a meme up about Bernie Sanders, oh, DV's picking on senile old people. Or you put up a meme about Donald Trump, oh, DV's racist against orange people. You know, it's just fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
You can't.
I want to read. Yeah. Let me see. Like, there. All right. I'm going back to that the comments. Okay. Oh, and speaking of which, you know, there was somebody saying, hey, guys, lay off of him. He witnessed his friends dying at school. Well, one, that's arguable. From everything I've read, he was 3 miles away. He's even admitted to it. So he wasn't there. Two, because if he did suffer that trauma, that and we're not allowed to criticize him and accept whatever he's proposing and not debate him. Well, how about all these young vets that go off to war, come back? Can they run for office and you're not allowed to argue with them because they too witnessed horrible crimes or whatever? You get what I'm saying. Here's one from a Ted E. He says, I find it very, very concerning that this group is willing to use concerning that a group is willing to use children in their fight for their agendas, and the dad, the parent, who was an FBI agent, approves of this. When a group will use philosophy, the ends justify the means, you have to question their moral integrity and be very concerned what their end game is in all this. And it will not be to protect the children. And then another one from Wesley O'Neill. How sad that this kid, being so young, thinks he knows so much. He doesn't have a clue about life. Double sad that being played like a pawn by truly evil people filling his head with lies and garbage. What a waste of a young life swimming in blind hate. Yeah. So, look, you have your opinion, right, Rico?
Yeah. Well, opinions are like assholes. Everybody has one.
Right. Well.
Yeah. You hit it earlier, though. Like, I'm glad that a lot of these kids are exercising their right to free speech, and they're starting to understand what their rights are. You know, when the clear backpacks thing came out, all of a sudden they saw that as an infringement on their rights.
That was so ironic, wasn't it?
Oh, my God, it was hilarious. And hopefully a lot of them are putting those pieces together in their heads and realizing, hey, wait a minute, I'm trying to steal somebody's rights or take somebody's rights away, and I don't like it when my rights are taken away.
Absolutely.
You know, we don't all have to agree. I mean, that's what makes America great. We have millions of people from millions of different backgrounds who all have different views and philosophies, and you know, we live and let live, but we have certain protections under the Constitution. The Constitution is not a list of our rights, so the Bill of Rights is not a list of our rights. It's actually a list of restrictions on the government, what they can take from the American people.
Good point. I'm going to read one more comment. Eddie Tess. So a lot of these comments reverberate with me because it's what I'm thinking too. And you know how Swiss cheese my mind is. But Eddie Tess writes, let me get this straight. A self-proclaimed bully, and by self-proclaimed, that's what I mean. This female was on TV. Like, she was bullying this kid. A self-proclaimed bullied a school shooter, doesn't go to school to protest removing a civil liberty, complains about it, gets a retweet, then calls the person who retweeted a bully after she apologized. There's a lot of good comments. I really thoroughly enjoy reading the DV page with the comments. There's a lot of you smart motherfuckers out there. There are a lot of assholes too, but it's really good.
Some of my favorite ones.
yeah. you know, again, for those that are accusing us of bullying a child, I do not believe he is a child. One. Two, he is fair game. I'm not bullying anybody. He's on the public. Hell, there's a whole nother subject matter. We get, our page gets bullied. We're being attacked by our own every day because of our shirts. We are being blamed for the way the VA operates and why it kills vets because I wear a DV shirt. Yeah, okay. I'm not on Facebook crying about it, whatever. But David Hogg is a public persona. He's very public now. He did that, not me. He's not a child. I very doubt he was at the school, according to everything I've read and listened to him. It wasn't there. And he's off his rocker. That's my personal opinion. Not all my admins have their own. And the page, you don't have to listen. Even if you don't agree with me, doesn't mean you can't come to this page to ask for help. Doesn't mean you can't come to this page and enjoy it. You know?
Well, that's, you know, that's the big thing. You know, the page is not DV6. It's not DV10 Man. It's not Recoil Myself or any of
it's
them.
It's not Army. It's not Navy, Air Force. It's everybody.
Yeah, the page is the patrons that follow that page. We're just here to keep it all together and to look out for our brothers and sisters and give them the support that they need in any way that we can. And we have a lot of allies that we work with, other groups and other even Facebook pages, and I don't know that we get into that, but
no, no,
that's for another day.
I'm trying to read some of the comments because I don't know. I wish I knew what I was doing here and I could take calls because I would love to hear everybody's opinions, pro either with me or against me. I just don't know how to do that, and I usually don't have time for this. But like I said, I got a lot of sleep. So, did we clear this up on this subject on David Hogg? If you want me to ask something here right now, type it in the comments below. I can't see everything.
So nutshell is, first off, the kid's not a kid. Second off, he put himself out there in the public, so a little bit of a meme and a little bit of ribbing is not going to freaking kill the dude, and no one's singling him out. He put himself out there.
Yeah. Tom Boer, Boner, Tom B, I'll just say that. David Hogg is a brand. He's a brand now. You know, I was just out of high school today watching one of Google's kids participating in a statewide or a regional competition today. And I haven't, wow, this high school is massive. It's in the Boston metro area. I'm not going to say where. And look, as I'm walking up this hill, I mean, it's a massive complex. Thousands of kids go there. And as you walk in, you know, they have double doors and it's very secure. It's like, look, if you really want to, I don't think school shootings are a major problem. You know, there's 360 million people in this country and there's millions of weapons. There's always going to be a nutcase. But I am in favor of, look, you've got armed security at courthouses, you know, federal buildings, no matter how small or big they are. If you really value those kids and you want to make them feel secure, you know, it's easy to fortify a building. And I don't mean like with barbed wire and stuff like that. You could spend a few bucks. You know, if your school, most schools now, listen, Boston school system growing up, we've had cops since I can remember, metal detectors. You couldn't get in the building unless you could prove that you had business in there. So you had to get through that front door. Is that going to stop it? God, there'll always be crazy people. Look at England. They're trying to ban knives now. It's,
how the hell are you going to cut your steak? Oh, that's right. They're all vegan now.
I'm very, look, no kid should have to die. This is not a joke. Don't take this lightly. I'm not making, you know, fun. The kids, you know, parents are out there grieving, and that really is awful. It is. And I know how serious this is, and I'm not making light of that. But the solution isn't to take rights away. And then I make that example. I try to make that example with everybody about, you know, would you make it like a prisoner go to prison for driving with a cell phone? Or like that's more dangerous. Every day I'm almost killed by these fucking idiots out there on the road.
Well, and that doesn't even touch on the fucking opiates.
Well,
heroin and the millions of kids. That,
but I'm talking about an object, you know. So, it, like, you know, this country was founded on guns and explosions and stuff, and it's written into our Constitution. Yeah. And when we had those Rutgers University kids here staying at the farm for a week, volunteering their time to work with our homeless vets and to see what we do. The subject, while we were driving back and forth, I had a few of the college kids in the truck, and they asked me my opinion about that. And I was like, well, do you really want to go there, first of all? Because, you know, we're trying to, you know, stay away from politics. They're doing a good thing for the community and their college, and we really enjoyed it. I just said, look, I says, you know, we're driving through these towns where we live and in the area. And I said, do you know we have no police out here? And they were like, what? I was like, yeah, there are no cops. If you have a problem on your property or something, good luck calling 911. If you can't handle it yourself. I said, but it's not only that, but I got to protect my vets. I got to protect my property and my livestock, you know? So, all right. Last word. That's you.
Oh, well, be safe and keep looking out for each other. Fuck.
No, I mean on the subject, you knucklehead. Have you ever done a radio show before?
Last word is, hey, you put yourself out there in the public eye. You reap what you sow. You know, and like Six said multiple times, this David Hogg dude is not a kid. He's trying to play the kid. He's trying to play the portray the part of a kid. He is not who that he or he. It's not as all is not as it appears. And if you can fucking dish it out and call millions of NRA members murderers and millions of gun-owning Americans murderers, then you're gonna have to reap what you sow and take the return fire.
Oh, you just, and that's another. Well, we're going to extend this another 2 minutes. You hit it again. How is an organization, I'm not a member of the NRA, but the stuff I hear, the vitriol and everything on the media and coming from these kids, it's the NRA's fault. Doesn't the NRA like sponsor programs and teach firearm safety and help pass pro Second Amendment laws, et cetera, like that? They're advocates for that. But their main thing, you know, is all these hunting and firearm safety things, right? They're big on that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they actually educate and train trainers on how to teach people gun safety and also proper gun handling and storage.
No. It's unbelievable. I'm officially old. I mean, this world is going hell in a handbasket. It's like we're living in a bizarre world. So let's wrap this up. What should we, I'm going to end, come right back, but we're going to have a different topic. I want to try that. What's the next thing we need to talk? Can you stay on for a few? You want to do one more with me?
Yeah, I can. Give me 5 to grab a smoke.
Yeah, we'll break for 5. I think, so stay tuned. We're going to end this and we're going to come back. I'm going to give you, I want to talk about this farm. And I want to talk about, there's this past week, there's, as you can see, there's our fellow vets have regurgitated the same old bullshit and are bashing us again. And there's a lot, they sound like CNN. They're making up stuff. So I want to clear the air real quick on that. For those that are new, who don't understand how this farm started and why I did it, come back here in 5 minutes. And if you're watching this at a later date, just go to the next video. As always, thanks, guys. If you like what we're doing here on the page or DB Farm or whatever, leave us a review. And don't forget to check us out on YouTube, dbfarm.org, and dbradio.net. And if you need any help, don't forget Battle and Distress is out there for you. And a special shout out to Doc Dockery and Pamela Trites. Thanks. We'll catch you in a few.